Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As we know, the Boston Marathon attack put the region on edge. Some felt anxious immediately. For others, the feeling crept in over time. And for many members of both groups, those feelings remain. To talk more about that post-attack anxiety and ways to cope, we're joined this morning by Boston College professor John Dacey. He's a psychotherapist and the author of 13 books, including Your Anxious Child. Good morning, Professor, and thanks for speaking with Morning Edition.
I'm glad to be with you.
Professor, 4 weeks after the attack, how is anxiety being manifested today as you see it these weeks on?
We see a number of symptoms in both adults and children, but especially in children because they tend to overgeneralize a situation. For example, after Newtown, many children thought that their school was going to be next. Some of the symptoms we see are kind of obvious. Others are not so clear. Of course, if you see unusual agitation or confused behavior, you expect that something's going wrong. But sudden emotional changes such as helplessness, anger, or general sadness. Sometimes people deny that the trauma ever happened. They develop a kind of emotional numbness, a lack of feeling, in order to try to block the pain.
Is this unusual or common after such horrific incidents?
It's almost always the case, and I remember thinking to myself at the time, the people who were injured will go to the hospital, and they will look after their emotional as well as their physical needs. But there were many people who witnessed what went on and then went home. And again, as I say, especially children, everybody thinks, well, they'll get over it after a while. But that's not the case. It can be weeks, months, or even years.
Is it different for people who were actually there and who experienced the noise and chaos of the explosion as opposed to people who saw it on TV or heard it on the radio?
Well, that's an interesting question. Generally speaking, yes. But if you already have an anxiety disorder, then you can even have a very serious reaction to it just from watching on television.
So if someone is suffering symptoms of anxiety, what can he or she do to cope, and how can other people help?
Well, first of all, parents can help to a certain extent. If I had a child, for example, who was in that area and had saw something like that happening, I would try to make my home environment feel very safe to them. You emphasize predictability. You try to make every day, you make everything a little bit more ritualized so that the kids begin to see a certain regularity in their environment. But by and large, this needs to be treated medically. Psychotherapists can be a lot of help. For children especially, they give them a chance to speak about the situation or draw pictures of it, do play about it or write about it. These are necessary things to bring it up to the surface, because the biggest problem is these things get back down into the unconscious, and psychotherapy really does not allow that to happen. And in many cases, medication for a while will be necessary.
Professor Dacey, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Oh, you're quite welcome.